Take a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hello, you're welcome to Enrich, a podcast that enriches your life with God's word. Here, we grow together. And if this is your first time, welcome to this community. We are blessed to have you here with us today. Now, we just rounded off the episodes and teachings on diligence, and it was awesome. I hope you enjoyed listening to them as much as I enjoyed recording. And if you haven't listened to any episode on diligence, please do so, because you'll be missing a whole lot. First, it was discipline, then diligence, advice, you listen to all of them. Just listen to those episodes because they are all connected with what we'll be doing today and, you know, subsequently. So today we are going to start something new. Our topic for this month is excellence. Yes, it was discipline first, it was then diligence, and then we are looking at excellence. I know, right? It's really a buffet of wisdom. Yes, it's time we all start excelling in everything we do, because our Father is an excellent God. Let us pray. Jesus, we ask that you teach us excellence this month. You are an excellent God. We ask, Jesus, that you help us be more like you. Help us to work in excellence. Help us to live an excellent life. Help us to make you proud in every area of our lives. Help us not to settle with average or mediocrity. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So excellence means the possession of good quality in an unusual way or degree. It is also defined as doing the best of what you can. You know, first of all, you have to do what you can, and then you now do the best of what you can. And one amazing thing about excellence is that it comes from minor things. I don't know how you picture excellence. Maybe, you know, when you just do that really great thing, then you achieve excellence. Well, let me shock you today. Excellence comes from, you know, the little things you do. It comes from the minor things we often consider as minor. The extra you put to those minor things is what makes the difference. Yes, that extra is what brings about excellence. And then it doesn't just happen overnight. No, it starts with how you handle things and the way you show up. Excellence has to do with the way you handle everything that's put into your hand. And a couple of people might handle the same thing you may be handling. For instance, if you're into music, you're definitely not going to be the only one into music, but then the way you handle it, the way you show up, and the way you do your thing just, you know, says whether or not this is excellent or this is average. So it has to do with the way you handle something. So in as much as a lot of people might handle the same thing you handle, the way you handle your own thing would distinguish you. And how do you handle your thing in an excellent way? Handling things in a way that depicts excellence has to do with handling things in a way that depicts standard. Make a standard, set a standard for yourself. And setting a standard for yourself originates from the mind. Whether or not you're going to be an excellent person has a lot to do with how you think. Trust me, it does. Your mindset is the way you think, your attitude and opinion, especially a habitual one. So until your mindset is right, until your mindset is set for excellence, you would not achieve excellence. If you think average, if you think, okay, I'm just going to be okay with this, everyone is okay with this, then there is no way your actions will go more than that. So the way you think goes a long way to affect your actions. Yes, so let's look at the Bible verse for today. The verse for today is Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10, it says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave, whether thou goest." So whatever, this is in another translation, whatever turns up, grab it. This is from Message Bible now. Whatever turns up, grab it and do it. And do it heartily. To do something heartily means to do it with your strength. Do it with your strength. Whatever comes up, do it with your strength. This is your last and only chance at it, for there's neither work to do nor thoughts to think in the company of the dead, where you are most certainly headed. Yeah, so it's just trying to tell us that whatever, this is a simple interpretation of this passage of the Bible, whatever your hand finds to do, whatever you are doing, do it excellently. Because, you know, after this life, there is no thinking, there is no working in, you know, the realm or in the company of the dead. What is excellence, you might still be asking? Well, excellence is the quality of being outstanding. It surpasses the ordinary. It surpasses the ordinary stand. You have to be outstanding, not just standing ordinarily. It distinguishes a person. And I would love to share with you listening some of the reasons why we should strive for excellence. Yeah, it's okay. It's not okay, oh, but like, yeah, if you are doing something, you know, you're already at the average, yeah, that might be just good enough. But then there are reasons why we should strive for excellence. One major reason is that we serve an excellent God. If you understand the kind of God you serve, then you know that you should not just stop for average. Don't just settle for average, even if it looks good enough to other people. Everything about God is excellent, including his name. Psalms 148 verse 13 says, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven." So as people formed in God's image, we are supposed to be excellent. Everything about you is supposed to be excellent. God has never accepted second best. So you shouldn't give that. I shouldn't give that. Another reason you should strive for excellence is that your effort is a reflection of the God you serve. Yes. So if you serve an excellent God, whatever you do should be excellent. And when people see your efforts, they should know that, oh wow, she's really made in the image and likeness. He is really made in the image and likeness of God. You cannot be serving an excellent God and you are not excellent. 3, excellence attracts favor. Want to know why? Check the life of Daniel. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3 says, "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him above the whole realm." Now it was because Daniel was excellent that he was preferred. It attracted uncommon favor to Daniel. He was preferred amongst the presidents and the priests, and he was distinguished. I just hope that you've been able to see some reasons why you should strive, start striving for today, from today if you haven't, you know, and put in more efforts to just go a little above average. Just put in extra efforts. Don't just settle for average. Average might be good enough for other people, but because you are made in the image and likeness of God, average should not be your goal. You should strive for excellence. If this podcast got you thinking, I'm glad it did. If it got you to see reasons why, you know, you should strive for excellence, then I am so grateful it did. Anything that is worth doing is worth doing well. If you're going to do it well, or don't do it at all. Daniel had an excellent spirit, and that was why he was preferred. So that means that excellence is a spirit. Excellence is a spirit itself. When you're done listening to this episode, I'd love for you to talk to the Holy Spirit. Ask him for the spirit of excellence. If you want to be excellent, you need to ask God to be excellent. It's a spirit that comes upon a man. And it's only an excellent God that can give you excellence. I pray God helps us and envelopes us with the spirit of excellence. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Share this episode with a friend. Please share this episode with somebody. Don't just keep it to yourself. See you in the next episode. Stay tuned and stay blessed.